You know, I have had the hardest time with the homily this week, trying to come up with the homily. Probably started at least 15 different homilies, only to throw them out. Jesus speaks about marriage this morning. The endurable aspect of marriage. Marriage for life. That's what the church teaches, and if we polled one another, all of us would agree. Yes, marriage is enduring. Marriage is for life. We do not doubt that. And yet I have been struggling because divorce is a reality. And I have been thinking about all the many people that I've walked with over the years who've been divorced. Trying to make sense of a shattered world. All the pain and grief, frustration, confusion. I've been thinking about a couple of friends of mine, two different friends, went through divorces over the summer. And their pain and their hurt, their confusion, all the many, many questions that they had. Lots and lots of different reasons. But it is a reality. People struggling, trying to make sense of their world that's in disarray. And I've been thinking even beyond just marriage. My best friend lives here in Tucson, and we were ordained the same summer. He left active ministry. And I remember when he left, the struggle that he went through, feelings of, where do I fit? What is my relationship with God now? What is my own worth? I've shared with all of you my own struggles with priesthood and sitting in the parking lot on an Easter Sunday, just full of shame and full of guilt. And I've been praying about that. I really have, and I've been struggling with that. I've really been praying about relationship. Our relationship with God, God's relationship to all of us. Because no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what our lot in life, no matter who we are, those are basic fundamental questions that we all struggle with. Our relationship with God, God's relationship to all of us. And so I do need help with those questions. Any theologians here? Any disciples here? Any disciples? Good. You profess your faith in Christ Jesus. You follow him. You must know a little something about him so you can help me. We all struggle. We all do things that we are not proud of. We all have sin. We are all weighed down. We all try to make sense of a world that sometimes seems senseless. We all put distance between ourselves and others, between ourselves and God. When we make a mess of things, when we sin, when we hurt others, Does God still love us?
Yes.
Are you sure? When we are lost and have no place to go, does God reach out a hand to us?
Yes.
When we try to run away and hide, does he chase us down and call us back to himself?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
When we are weighed down by all the silly things that we have done, is he merciful?
Yes.
Is he forgiving?
Yes.
Is he loving?
Yes.
Here's the important question. What about me? All the stupid things that I do, all the people that I hurt, the great big messes that I make, does God still love me?
Yes.
When I try to run away and hide from him, does he go looking for me?
Yes.
When I am weighed down and lost, confused, does he reach out his hand to me? Does he offer me mercy, forgiveness, understanding, compassion, and love?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
I don't believe you. And I don't think I'm alone. We constantly profess that God loves us. All of us, no matter what we do, God loves us. He's merciful. He is forgiving. He's compassionate. His greatest desire is to be intimate with us. He will not let us run away. And we profess that week after week after week. And we can look at other people in their struggles, when they're lost and confused, and we want them to know and to understand God loves you. God forgives you. He is merciful. He wants to be so close to you. We understand that for others, but then when we look at ourselves, how could he really love me? How can he really forgive me? Others, I understand, they're struggling, they need God. He understands, he loves them. But I know myself. I know the rotten things that I've done. I've known all the disarray, the mess that I've created. He can love others, but how could he possibly love me? I think a lot of us are in that situation. We believe it for others. We struggle believing it for ourselves. Here is the truth. Take it to heart. Cherish it and never forget. No matter what we do, God loves us. God forgives us. He is merciful. He wants to be intimate with us. God loves you. God loves me. God loves each and every one of us, no matter what.